coffee train to find the quickest way to get to Harlem. If you should take the A train, you'd find you'll get where you're going if you hurry. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Now it's coming. Ooh, ooh. Can't you hear? The rails are humming. Get with it. If you should take the A train, you'd find you'll get where you're going if you hurry. Dot blob to your dab, sweat blob to your dab, ooly poo. She do do it to your dab, sweat blob it up, shabby doop do ow.
Do ow.
I ain't mad at you, pretty baby. Don't be mad at me. Oh, pop, shabam, cookie mop, shabby oop, dooby oop, do ow. Sweet, sweet, baby, do your dot, shot, shabba, dot, blob to your day. Hey, oh, too. Sweet blah bit oop sweet doob it oop sweet bit it oop shop it oop doob it do your duck sweat blob it do your duck shooby do em do swab of it do your ducks em do and duck do your duck do your duck do your duck do that em blob it do your ducks swab swab a doot blob it do your dick em o do shot shop a dot em blob it do your ducks swab swab a do. Baba do ya 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 do.
Thank you.
up in Harlem. If you miss the A train, you'll find you missed the quickest way to Harlem.
If that weren't so funny, it would be painful. That's Darlene Edwards, also known in her real life as Joe Stafford, who is had perfect pitch and couldn't sing flat or sharp if she wanted to, doing a spoof version there with her husband, Paul Weston, who's a brilliant pianist, who is playing just as horribly as she is singing. And that's Jonathan and Darlene Edwards. And it was a very poor kept secret at the time when their first album came out, and it had everybody in the jazz world in stitches. So I hope that you were able to survive that. But before that, a terrific version of Duke Ellington's theme by the man himself. And I have to say, we're now into our last hour. We got 50 minutes left, and I'm just absolutely stunned and delighted to tell you that I've now upped our goal. A lot has happened since I was playing that wild music. We had a couple of donations. There was a pledge by Brent, and Nancy also pledged, donated $250, which she said was $10 for every year of my show. You got to love that. And I totally thank you, Nancy, for that very generous gift back from what I provide here. What that means is that Rob just gave me a little sticker that says that my show total, as of right now, is $3,081. I don't know that I've, at any rate, I am absolutely over the moon with that. That's just wonderful. Thank you all. I think, in fact, I was doing a tally just at the last part of that piece, and I think there have been 34 different donations to this show from friends and people I know and people I don't know to get to that total. $3,081 for my show total, and this is where I bump my goal up. The station total is now $35,857. We can get to 36. We can get to 36,000. There's 45 minutes left to do that. Just a couple of donations, that's less than $200 total to get to 36,000. So I'm asking you, if you have thought about it and haven't actually done it yet, or you know someone you can harass into doing it who's within your voice or whatever, 204-774-6877 is what you do, or you go online to funddrive.ckuw.ca. I've gone through, I think, in the last 2 weeks, most of the reasonable reasons why you should support this station and this show. We provide something that you're not going to get anywhere else. We know that you're out there listening. We know that you listen whenever you can. And we know that when you can't, some people pick it up because we archive our shows online. So you can listen to previous shows. At the moment, I think there's a technical glitch that may be preventing that specifically from happening today, but it's going to happen again soon, and it is usually there. We stream live, as you probably know, at ckuw.ca as well. So there are options for you for this show and for all the other shows that this great little station provides for you, with a range of diversity that is jaw-dropping. We need your help. One time a year, we ask for your help to make this a realistic adventure for the next year. We have developed, I can't tell you how hard our station manager, Rob Schmidt, has worked in the 25 years that I've known him to sort of morph this station from its beginning baby steps into something that is now a full-fledged it's professional, even though it's community. It's not just a grassroots, duct tape and rubber bands type of operation. This is something that we can now be proud of from a delivery point of view. Not that we have huge power, but we are able to provide for you across this city a range of programming that is absolutely amazing. We need your help this one time every year to make this continue for the next little while, so that our community outreach, our great programs that follow, that cover everything. As someone who worked in child welfare a lifetime ago, I love the program System Kids, which is by and for children in the welfare system, and it is a winner. All those sorts of things, radio camp, the things we provide in the summer, the linkages with the various community organizations, frequently staffed by people who cut their teeth doing programs here. All of that is what CKOW provides. We need your help. 204-774-6877. I'm going to play two classic tracks now, one after the other. Quite different, but literally classic tracks. I'm going to play John Coltrane's Naima, which is an absolutely beautiful piece. And following that, Brent, I think you'll like this one too. It's classic weather report. Have to play Birdland. So here's Naima and then Birdland, two classic tracks, while you are getting ready to put us over the $36,000 level. 204-774-6877. Make that phone ring. 204-774-6877.
Thank you.
Birdland from Weather Report. And it's one of those things, they've even put words to that. They've transcribed every bit of that solo and stuff and put words to it. I've often wondered when something like that happens, if Weather Report were conscious of the fact when they were recording that track. It's from the album called Heavy Weather. If they realized what they were doing was recording an absolute classic that was going to be covered and played by a whole bunch of probably people and organizations that would have stunned them at the time, Birdland. And before that, John Coltrane and Naima, a couple of classic tracks there. and they're getting us closer and closer to the end of our show. But I want to repeat, there's still some time to make a statement here of support for this station in Fund Drive. And all the reasons that you've heard from me and you've heard from the other hosts in the last couple of weeks that talk about how we are passionate about what we provide, the work that we do as volunteers is unbelievable. Collectively, the number of hours that are put together every week on one's own time for no pay to bring you what we love is, I think, a unique gift to the community. And it's a worthwhile gift because it offers truth and reality and no strings, no hooks, nobody owns us in terms of what we provide and what we play. That's a major, major thing in our world, especially when the media world is being so messed with and with the... Even the fact that the community stations now, I think, are more important than ever. If Bell can cancel radio stations, probably in smaller venues, smaller places, and reduce even that amount of community involvement while they take their major profits to the bank, it means that the community stations like this one, I think, fill a greater role and are more important now than ever before in the life of the country, of the communities that it serves. Winnipeg is our community, and we give to that community all year long. We ask back from it in this 2-week period support to allow us to continue to provide it. You can do that by phoning 204-774-6877. The phone captains are standing by, as they say, to take your information and to give you the various options. There are many, including time payments with to spread your donation over a full year, where probably for a little more than the price of a double-double, you can help this station along a bit at a time. Or online at fundrive.ckw.ca. There are ways to do this. I mentioned my goal was to get to 35. We've blown that away, thanks to many of you. And now we're at 35,857. I haven't heard that phone ring. Now, I wouldn't hear the computer if it came in on the fundrive.ckw.ca website, but I haven't heard specifically that we can do this. But we're now half an hour out, and I would want to know in the half hour that's left on this show if we can get to that goal. My own personal show goal is now at 3,000. I'm absolutely gobsmacked at that, and I'm delighted. I would love to get it a little bit higher. If you can do that, well, you would be helping the show, the station total as well. So, I mean, it's all one pot, right? So make your donation. Make it now. Do it in the next little while, and let's get to the 36,000 level before 1 o'clock. It's only a couple $100. I'm sure we can do that. Phone 204-774-6877. I'm going to play more music, and I would love to hear that phone ring within 10 seconds of me starting the music. That's how long it would take you to get from listening to this to punch the numbers into your phone. 204-774-6877. going to play a track by a clarinetist from the West Coast named François Houle and his Genera Sextet from a wonderful tribute album to a chap who is the mainstay of the Vancouver jazz scene. And their album is just called In Memoriam. Here's François Houle's Genera Sextet with Requiem for KP, 204-774-6877. Do it now.
Thank you.
204-774-6877. 204-774-6877.
Thank you.
That was from an album that was one of my favorites in the last year, from François Houle on clarinet. From the West Coast, François has one of the most beautiful clarinet sounds I've heard, and he just has a wide range of involvements out there on the West Coast, classical and jazz, and excels in both of them. Really fine François Houle and his Genera Sextet. Well, it's getting close to the end of the show today. There was a phone ringing while that was playing, but I haven't heard if it was a wrong number or a chat with the station manager or what, but we'll have to wait and see. I was hoping that as we were at 35,857, that in the next 15 minutes we could get to 36,000. That would be really, really cool. And if a couple of you really work at that and phones 204-774-6877, you can make that happen. My own personal show goal is at 3,000, so any contribution gets added up in both columns, so you can get over 36, and I can add a bit more to my show total as well. So there's still a few minutes left to do this. As I say, it's about a quarter hour left in the show today, and I want to thank all the people who have contributed to all the shows. We're getting down to the final days of Fundrive. It ends at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock on Friday, and it's Wednesday now, so there's only a couple of days left for us to get closer to our $60,000 goal. But in the next 15 minutes, you can get closer to the immediate goal that I have established today, and that is to get to $36,000 for the station. And you can make that happen if you phone 204-774-6877 or go to fundrive.ckuw.ca online for an online secure donation there. And it is, as I say, getting close to the end. I can play a couple more tracks of music just to get us out, if you will. And I truly want to thank all the people who have donated to the station over the last week and a half. And to my show, I think the number of people who have actually donated to this particular show is somewhere around 34 or 35, and I really feel very strong sense of gratitude for a lot of those people, most of whom I know, but some I do not, and they were very generous in helping me get to the $3,000 of my show today. And there still is time to add a little bit to that, and specifically to get to $36,000 for the station. So, you can make that happen. There's still a little bit of time. And if you phone the number, you can get registered and we can get this puppy over $36,000 for the station total so far. But I'll play a little bit of music now. Let me see. Where's something very... Have I got something sort of mellow or I can play? I can play... Why don't I play a little... Well, do I go flat out loud or do I calm it down? I'm going to go flat out loud. This is only 4 or 5 minutes, and then I'll end the show with something much more gentle than that. But this is Stan Kenton from Cuban Fire. La suerte de los tontos, the fortune of fools. Brace yourself. This will wake you up and get you running to the phone. sometimes you just have to listen to Stan Kenton as loud as you can handle it. That's from a great album called Cuban Fire, recorded by Stan Getz when Cuba was still on the American radar before it became their armament radar. There you go. Anyhow, Stan Kenton there from Cuban Fire. And I'm delighted to say, because the show is almost over, but the fact of the matter is that now, especially in the last few years, but with the fundrive.ckuw.ca online function now more usable by people, there are often donations come in for, well, one show is on, like in this case Voyage, but they're not dedicated to that particular show, but they are to the station goal. So I need to tell you that thanks to people I don't know whose money has gone specifically to other programs, which is fine with me, the station total is now at 36,242. So we did get past the 36,000 dollar plateau, and I'm delighted with that. My own personal show goal is 3,081, and that is I'm just over the moon over that. Thank you so much for the 34, 35 people who have made that possible, including, and I need to mention this again, I talked about the Barry, who was talking about the $500 monogamous radio being such a great deal. Two people to make my total were $500 each. And that's just stunning to me that that could happen. So I need to thank everybody, and certainly the money that came from the from William Johnson's estate and Barry, who gave another $500 and says he loves this monogamous radio. I just can't tell you how appreciative I am of the efforts of people to support this show directly and the station even more directly. So thank you so much for all that you've done to make this work. There's still a couple more days, and we can get a lot closer to 60,000 than we are now. And it's up to you folks out there to talk to your friends or to make up your minds, if you haven't done so already, to make that phone call, make that connection, and put us even closer to our show goal, our station goal for the year. I'm Keith Black, and I really want to thank you all. I just can't thank you enough for all this that you have done to help this show get to a total of 3,000, which I can't hardly believe, and to the station over 36. Keep it coming. There's a couple more days. It's, you know, you probably have that phone number imprinted in your brain right now, but it's 204-774-6877. Call it when you get a chance. And my show is just about up, so I'm going to take us out actually with a bit of music just to see us to the end of the show. And it will be a gentler track by Jean-Tien M.G., great pianist out of Quebec, from her album called Walls Made of Glass. This is Jean-Tien M.G. with Mésange. Merci bien. I will see you here. I'll be back next week with whatever passes for normal on Voyage. Thanks again. Thank you.